The week's news has been dominated by two trials involving Shropshire men, and I'm joined this afternoon by Deputy News Editor for the Shropshire Star, Claire Dunn. Claire, I think there's a doctor with Shropshire connections involved in a terrorist trial, and that's taking place in London. What's that one about?
That's right. The court case involves a man called Mohammed Asher. He is 28 and he previously worked at the Royal Shrewsbury Hospital. He's accused of being one of the main players in a terrorist cell which planned bomb attacks in Glasgow and London.
Okay, and I think that trial is continuing as we reach the end of the week. And then also there's a man, Sukhdev Singh, and he was allegedly involved in two murders. And I think at the end of the week, dramatic developments, apparently he'd admitted to a friend what he'd done.
That's right. The court has heard this week that Sukhdev Singh apparently contacted a friend and claimed that he had killed two people. He denies two charges of murder, but the prosecution alleged that he murdered 30-year-old Jaswant Singh and 31-year-old Kalwant Singh.
And of course, you'll be able to read the outcome of those trials in next week's Shropshire Star. Thanks for joining us, Claire. An interesting story from Shrewsbury Patch this week when there was a report from council bosses on Parkright, and they were looking at the role of parking attendants across the whole of Shropshire. Dave Burrows, one of the news editors on the Shropshire Stars here. Dave, can you tell us what the story was about?
Yeah, basically there's been a number of complaints about Parkright and the attendants and how officious they've been. A survey was carried out to judge the satisfaction levels, and it found that 60% of people surveyed were dissatisfied with the Parkright service as it is at the moment.
What are they going to do?
Well, there's a couple of ideas that they've got. One is to halve the number of attendants who are actually carrying out the work, and also asking those that remain to be a bit more lenient and use a bit more common sense. On the downside, this means that obviously they won't make as much money, so there may be the risk that they don't cover their own costs.
So there may be fewer parking attendants on the streets?
That looks like what it could be, which I'm sure will be good news for people parking their cars around Shrewsbury.
There's plenty to look forward to in next week's Shropshire Star. There'll be lots of previews of the forthcoming Wellington Literary Festival, including an interview with Luda Bernier, the author of Captain Corelli's Mandolin. On Monday, we've got 16 pages of business from business editor Amy Bold. Tuesday brings 8 pages of how to prepare your home for winter. There's a property supplement on Wednesday. And then on Friday, we've got 12 pages of Auto Star from our motoring editor, Sharon Walters. She'll be taking a spin in the new Suzuki Gran Vitara this Monday at Western Park. Find out on Friday what she thinks of it. There's all of that, plus news on the trials involving Shrewsbury terrorist suspect Dr. Mohammed Asher and the man accused of murdering his two flatmates, Sukhdev Singh. Those will be covered by Kirsty Smallman, Prime Correspondent. Read all about that and much more in next week's paper. Thanks for joining us.